On the night we arrived at Dubrovnik Airport, Peter told me that he'd come to simply accompany his wife. His plan? Fairly simple. Spend a couple of days at the shrine, take a car, and drive to Dubrovnik for some sightseeing. But by Thursday, Peter was still around, and beneath the blue cross, he had this to say.
I'm not a very religious person. I wouldn't go to Mass every Sunday. I wouldn't do a lot of harm, but... And I thought the week was going to be down on your knees and big sour face, like as if you were after eating a lemon or something. But I can honestly say that it was like a bed of roses. Petals. It's absolutely... It's an amazing place. I've been touched. I laughed. I laughed more than I cried. I went to confession after a talk with my Father Benny, in which he says that you must forgive people that hurt you to be forgiven. And that had a profound effect on me. I'm a bit emotional now. I was hurt by people when I was young, and I asked the priest in confession for me to get the grace to forgive those that hurt me. And my God, I'm 5 stone lighter. I feel as if I was wearing size 6 shoes when I should be wearing size 12 shoes. I felt as if I had a size 26 when I should be wearing a 36 pants. I'll be back again here. I'm transformed.
I mean, Our Lady gives messages to the visionaries regularly, but the message that she gave to me, bring them over, don't judge them, that's not your job. The Trinity is full up, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Jim Brown's job is to bring whoever wants to go to Medjugorje, to facilitate them, to get them over here, and then that's my job done.